opening band. We are here to do 5 or 6 or 7 songs. Don't go too long and get the hell off the stage. We are the opening band. We're probably not the band you came to see tonight, but it's alright, cause soon we'll go away. And we're wondering just where the hell's the sound guy. He disappeared just after we got up here. He's probably behind the building rolling up a fatty, and he'll be gone until our last song. We got a VW van. I had to sell every Star Wars figure that I had and ask my dad to co-sign for the loan. We don't got a whole lot of fans. Nobody asked for our autograph, and sad to say, as of today, no panties have been thrown. And we're wondering if this was worth the drive here. We spent 6 hours in traffic on the highway for $50 and half price on the cheese fries and free Miller Lite on tap. Who can drink that crap? In town, and we'll be crashing at his place unless his girlfriend's home from college and she's staying for the weekend. And if she is, then we will have to go and park the van behind the IHOP by the turnpike, and we'll sleep in the back seat. And we're wondering just where the headline act is. They're probably getting wasted in the green room. Give a rat's ass who we are, so when they start to play up here, we're gonna drink all their beer. We are the opening band. We hope that all of you sign up on our mailing list and buy our disc and t-shirts in black and gray. We are the opening band, and we only got about 25 more minutes left. That's all we get to blow your ass away. We are the opening band. We are the opening band. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, 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 it's me, Kevin Cox, live again. Surprise, bet you weren't expecting me this early in the year. No, that first was Paul and Storm there with their song Opening Band, and they're letting us off on a brand new year of Molten Zoo podcasts. Now, we've got a few things that are happening round about now at this time of year. As some of you may have heard, there's been a little whisper that this last week or so, the United States of America, they got themselves a new president. So, big congratulations to them, I think. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the world, in Scotland, we've got Burns Night. That's on the 26th. Tonight, with my family being of Scottish descent, we shall be partaking of some haggis and whiskey, and a little bit more on that later. But the biggest one of all for the moment, for this day at the moment, we've got Chinese New Year right upon us. And this year, it's the year of the ox. Now, strangely enough, that's my birth sign. So over the coming 12 months, we will be celebrating here on Modern Zoo Radio the Year of the Cox in a series of special broadcasts. That's right. We'll be here right throughout the year, bringing you all sorts of things for special events throughout the year. We're going to be kicking off with our special Valentine's Day podcast, of course. That'll be coming to you sometime next month, so look out for that. But in the meantime, like I said, it's Chinese New Year, so let's have a little bit of music for that just to get into the spirit of things.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was a little song by Miyamos. And again, Chinese New Year. So to any of our Chinese listeners out there, I'd like to say a particularly heartfelt Gong Xi Fa Cai. Yes, happy Chinese New Year to you all, and I hope you have good fortune for the coming year, especially you Oxies, and doubly so for us Coxies. Right then, as I said earlier, in America they've had some big happenings lately. They got themselves a new president, this Mr. Barack Obama. Well, we're going to have a little bit of a song celebrating some of his exploits now. This is Rubicon Ski with Barack the Casbar.
All the registered Republicans have got an idiot to drive. There's oil down the desert way that's making money for the top. It's the season for a Democrat to reach across the aisle. The first African American is still half white behind his smile. Hillary, she don't like it. Barack Obama. Church that he belonged to, Chicago preaching clowns. The media would play the clips ad nauseam. When Michigan and Florida got half their share, she began to fail. Hillary, she don't like it. Barack Obama, Barack Obama. Hillary, she don't like it. Barack Obama, Barack Obama. Ooh, he really taps them in. The in-crowd thinks it's cool. This yes we can thing. He's bringing change to the Washington way of life. Well, the crowd got a whiff.
Okay, that was Rubicon Ski coming from his live all the way from Club Franklin there with Barack the Casbar. Now, as I said earlier, it's Burns Night over in Scotland, and there's traditional food and drink that's supposed to be celebrated with Burns Night, and I've been very generously sent some right here. So, let's have a look at what we've got here. Now, we've got a plate of, this is haggis here, and a glass of, let's see. Yep, I think that's supposed to be a single malt whiskey, a Scarpa, I believe. Now then, for those of you that don't know, particularly those people in other countries, haggis is a food that's indigenous to Scotland. Now, I've got some research notes here on this. The haggis is an animal that lives mainly wild, but sometimes reared in the hills of Scotland. The unusual thing about the haggis, and I've got a picture of one right here, it's a small furry critter. The left legs of the haggis, and this is very unusual, are longer or shorter, depending on which strain you've got, than the right legs. This allows it to run quickly around steep mountains and hillsides, which make up its natural habitat. But of course, this means it can only run like that in one direction. Now, the two varieties coexist quite peacefully. They get on quite well, but they're unable to interbreed in the wild, because in order for the male of one variety to mate with a female of the other, he must turn to face in the same direction, of course. This would cause him to lose his balance before he can mount her. So because of this, the difference in legs between the two different species is exacerbated as each generation goes on. So that's haggis, a very strange creature from Scotland, and of course its national dish. So I'm going to try a little bit here. They say you should have a little bit of this haggis here, followed by a little dram of whiskey, as they say. So I'm going to try some here. Let's try this haggis here. Now that's quite nice. I followed with the whiskey. And, oh yes, that's quite nice. Now, I've never had haggis before tonight, so that's a bit of a revelation. Quite nice. Must go and try and see if I can get some fresh haggis somewhere. Maybe go haggis hunting one day, the next time we get a chance to go over to Scotland. Now, I think we should follow that. I'm going to play a little traditional Scottish song for you next. This is by a band that I've been following for some time called the Brobdingnagian Bards. And, hey, that whiskey's quite strong. This is a little song called Wild Mountain Time.
Will you go? And will I go? together to pull wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, will ye go? Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are a-blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, will ye go? And we'll all go together to the wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, will ye go?
Okay, that was the Brobdingnagian Bards, and I've come over to old Braveheart quite after that, and frankly, a couple more of those whiskeys, feeling quite, yeah. Okay, you're listening to Kevin Cox on Modern Zoo Radio, and once again, Gong Xi Fa Chai, Happy Chinese New Year. Now, to commemorate the new year, we've arranged to have a special guest here in the studios, so please allow me to introduce Miss Yu Hai Ding. Hello, Miss Yu.
Hello, Kevin.
And you've traveled here today all the way from the Far East, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
So where exactly did you come from?
Friar Bank.
Not quite as far as I thought, but I guess it's Far East as you can get in Malton, so well done. Now, Miss Yu is here today to read our Chinese horoscopes for us, isn't that right?
That's right, Kevin.
Well, thank you for doing so. As this is the year of the ox, the year of the cocks, I think we should kick off with that. So if you were born in 1949, 1961, 73, 85, or 97, then this one is for you.
That is good year for the ox. You will have great success in everything you do, and your sexual magnetism will be unstoppable.
Well, as an ox myself, I am pleased to hear that.
Wait a second. This is not my writing. Did you...
What, me? No, of course not.
Never mind, I will do it from memory. Ox says, your bullish and stubborn behavior is only going to get you into trouble this year. Steering clear of China shops and Pamplona, ruminate on your decision carefully or things will go utterly wrong.
Okay, thanks. Next up then, 1950, 62, 74, 86, and 1998. That would be Tiger.
Yes, Tiger.
Why, thank you.
Now, Tigers, your natural charisma can take you far if you light it, but be careful not to let it take you too far. After all, you don't speak Martian. Others will try and make you change your stripe by feeding you bad information. But don't worry, those cheaters are lying and will hurt your felines.
Good advice. Next we have 1951, 1963, 1975, 1987, and 1999. The Wabbit.
This is a good year for rabbits to procreate. But then again, aren't they all? The future sees a tall, dark stranger into your life. But, exciting moment later... Probably with all your valuables. Keep your jewelry somewhere safe. Destiny shows you're seeking advice from a medical expert, and the name Warrington is somehow significant.
Wow. Now then, 1952, 1964, 1976, 1988, and 2000. Years of the Dragon.
Your bad breath will cost you dearly on date and job interview, so see to it early in this year. If you clear this up, you will scale new heights and both your career and the personal life will take wing. But I'd recommend staying at home on 23rd of April.
Thank you. Now then, 1953, 1965, 1977, 1989, and 2001. Snake.
People sometimes think you can't be trusted, and all too often they are correct. The signs are showing that you should avoid the fruit industry at all costs this year, and the aviation is similar an no-go area. Don't feel bored and constricted by your choice in life.
Okay, 1954, 1966, 1978, 1990, and 2002, The Horse.
Why the long face? Things surely can't be that bad, despite feeling like you are leaping hurdles all the time, your life will remain quite stable and, hey, remember not to keep jockey for position all the time.
Interesting, interesting. Next we have 1955, 1967, 1979, 1991, and 2003, The Sheep.
You need to be careful this year. Someone is out to put wool over your eyes. Mind that you don't get fleeced. Your popularity is evident though, and no matter what you wear, you will never appear to be a mutton dressed as a lamb. Hide out to a bar occasionally, and the suitor will flock to you.
Quite a year for sheep then. How about 1955, 1968, 1980, 1992, and 2004? Monkey!
Quite aping around, you will drive all your friend bananas. It's highly important that you resist the temptation to drop your pants at the first opportunity. Someone is watching you.
Ooh, okay. 1957, 1969, 1981, 1993, and 2005. Years of the Rooster.
This is the year to explore an adventure. You may be hesitant at first, but your friend will egg you on, so make sure you don't chicken out. Be careful when you crow about your success, as pride goes before a fall, and the next time you are likely to cock it up.
Okay, that's some important words of advice there for all of you cocks. Next up, 1958, 1970, 1982, 1994, and 2006, The Dog.
People's catty behavior is always a problem with you, but measure your responses and don't go barking up the wrong tree. A sorry tale may lead you into trouble. Beware, if you do go down this path, it will only lead you being collared. Life can be a bitch though, so don't stray from your target, or you will end up in the doghouse.
Now, 1959, 1971, 1983, 1995, and 2007, The Pig.
Pig is a lucky sign, and the next year we'll see you really bring home the bacon. After all, there's naught you can do wrong. Try not to be a bore though, and if you are drawn into making a performance, feel free to go over the top. There's nothing wrong with hamming things up. Do sing with the style.
And finally, I think the outgoing sign from 1960, 1972, 1984, 1996, and of course 2008, The Rat.
People will try to bait you. Be careful not to walk into a trap, or you will chisel for your superiors. Destiny shows a musician in a brightly colored suit. Do not fall for their charms.
And that's everything. Thank you, Miss Yu, for coming into the studio today.
Thank you, Kevin.
And now we're going to crack on with a little bit of music. This comes from those wonderful fellas, Paul and Storm, who would like to present Randy Newman's theme to Return of the King.
Found a ring, pretty little thing, but now it's gone and messed up everything. It's looking dire to save the Shire. You're gonna have to chuck the ring in the fire. Look out, Frodo! It's that Gollum man. He bit the precious rat off your hand. Nobody believed that he could win. Go, hobbits, go! You, my friends. Go, hobbits, go! You got a reason to live. You show 'em, halflings.
Okay, wow, that was pretty cool stuff there. We'll be hearing a lot more from Randy Newman as we go through the Year of the Cocks. We've got a few more specials lined up with him, courtesy of Paul and Storm. Now, we've kind of run out of time here today. That's mainly because this combination of Burns Night and the Baijiu from Chinese New Year is kind of beginning to take its toll here, and it's only a matter of time before I start talking in some kind of strange, slurry, Cthulhoid kind of accent. So I think I'm probably going to have to pack it in here and now. I hope you all have a great Chinese New Year, have a great Burns Night, and I hope you Americans all enjoy your new president. I'm going to play you out for another little song now, and this is sums up quite nicely how I feel. This is Jonathan Coulton. I feel fantastic. This is Kevin Cox. Good night and God bless.
Get up early when the sleeping pill wakes me. I take a wake-up pill and fill with energy. I power on hard and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. I take a driving pill and head to my car. I drive around it because work isn't very far. I call my phone and I check my messages, but I don't have any messages. All I know, driving on drugs feels better when they're prescription. All I know, the world looks beautiful, the world looks so damn beautiful. Fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now. Work is anything but quiet these days. I try to mitigate my concentration aids. I can see the day unfold in front of me, so I take the stairs and hit the gym. The phone is ringing when I get to my desk. What was the sting? It's now a sharp pain in my chest. So I take a calm and relax and just chill. And then it's time for lunch again. All I know is work is easy when you don't stress out about deadlines. All I know is I take my medicine. I always take my medicine. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now. Over, but I can't stay to work late. Gotta leave and get ready for my second date with a pretty girl that I met at the pharmacy. Right in the prescription line, I take a pill for my social anxiety. I get a table and a nice bottle of Chablis. Now it's getting late and there's still no sign of her. I have another glass of wine. All I know is the wine lasts longer when you don't gotta share it with someone. All I know is the steak tastes better when I take my steak tastes better pill. Fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now, right now.
Year of the Cox is a Kevin Cox production on behalf of Malton City Zoo. You can go home now. No, really. Bye.